Labor Day in Atlanta means a lot of things to a lot of people. For about 80,000 of those people, it means Dragon Con. Today on StoryCorps Atlanta, we'll hear from Jennifer Young and Rebecca Hill, who are each other's self-proclaimed geeks in crime. They met at Kennesaw State University, but they didn't realize that they had the same gaming hobbies until they ran into each other at Dragon Con. Here's Jennifer.
I love those moments where you meet someone who is also a geek who's interested in the same geeky things as you, or you discover that someone you already know is one of those people. It's kind of like this moment of recognition.
Oh, like, you read comic books too.
Right.
Oh.
And you just launch into this conversation. Like, for me, it's like I get just excited about that, especially with gaming, because I started tabletop gaming maybe 3 years ago. I started with D&D, and it was actually kind of life-changing for me in a way, because it was kind of my embracing of my geekiness as an adult person.
Well, I was thinking back to what was my first time really playing role-playing games. My brother played Dungeons & Dragons in the time that Dungeons & Dragons had first come out. I was probably 10 years old and 11 years old, and he would have been 13 and 14. And I would sit and watch, and I always wanted to get into the game. I was like, please let me play, please let me play, you know, and my brother would rarely allow me to play. And this would be after school coming home. So D&D also always had this kind of older brother mystique about it to me. He eventually let me play a few times, but one time when I played, this was like the typical older brother is GM of a little sister trying to play the game. So I came through the dungeon crawl type situation, and there was this plaque that said, you know, do this thing or the other thing. I don't remember what it was now. And your wish will be, and he was saying this to me, it wasn't written. He said, your wish is granite. So I was like, okay, you know, and I did the things. And then he said, and a block of granite falls from the sky and lands on your character.
Oh, no.
So he would just quickly kill me, you know. So that was my like early childhood Dungeons and Dragons. So it always had this kind of thing that I knew about that I thought was really exciting and wonderful that I never really got to do. So one of the things that I think, I don't know, we've talked about this before, how Dragon Con has enabled us or kind of allowed us to embrace these parts of ourselves that that were there or that were in our past, but they sort of seem like kids' things that you don't do anymore.
Right.
Or like you think, like, I'm not really a geek. And then the first time I went to Dragon Con, I remember thinking, well, I'm not really geeky enough to enjoy this. That was kind of
I thought the
original
same thing,
attitude, like,
actually.
Oh, you know, this is like a subcultural world where I'm not really, you know, I'm not really well-versed in this. And then I was like, wait a minute, you know, I was into this culture. I just hadn't been engaging in it.
You know, it sounds kind of cheesy, but I kind of feel like I've discovered my true self through playing tabletop games. Also just, you know, saying, this is who I am. I'm a geek.
That was Jennifer Young talking with her geek in crime, Rebecca Hill. Dragon Con is every Labor Day weekend in Atlanta. The story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center. Do you have a special hobby you share with a friend or loved one? Why not book some time with them at StoryCorps Atlanta? You can learn more at wabe.org/StoryCorps.